Let's welcome in now the general manager of the Orlando Magic, Rob Hennigan, kind enough to join us for a few moments before his news conference here at the top of the hour. Rob, thanks so much for joining us. Really do appreciate it. The trade today, Ibaka to Toronto for Terrence Ross and a first-round pick. Tell me, why make this move today, Rob?
Well, Scott, you know, I think as we spoke about a couple weeks ago, you know, clearly we're not where we want to be or expected to be or hope to be as a team right now, you know, 50-some-odd games into the regular season. And we just felt like, you know, we needed to shake things up and we were looking for ways to shake things up. And as this opportunity presented itself, we felt like, you know, we were addressing some different needs that we have, whether it be perimeter shooting or range shot making that Terrence brings us. And then being able to recoup a first-round pick for us certainly gives us some flexibility in a deep draft and a chance to figure out the best way to use that asset. So that was really the thinking behind it, to be honest with you. We felt like this was a good return for us and some pieces we can use moving forward.
Rob, I know there are an awful lot of things you cannot tell me, but I've got to ask nonetheless. Had Serge come to you or anybody in management and told you that he wanted out of Orlando?
You know, Scott, Serge and I were in constant discussion, as you can imagine, throughout the season, and those conversations are private mm-hmm. in nature and will remain private. But, you know, I will tell you, this isn't necessarily about Serge per se. It was about really trying to find a way to get some more shooting on the team, right? I don't think none of us within the organization made the trade for Serge to have him for 50 games. I mean, that's, you know, let's call a spade. It is what it is. Serge and his conversations with me, you know, we were very straightforward with each other, and you know, we just felt like this was something that we had to do, and we wanted to make sure that we were able to secure, like I said, a shooter in Terrence Ross and someone who brings a skill set that we lack on a contract that we think is team friendly. And again, just being able to recoup that first, we felt made it worthwhile to pull the trigger.
You know, we go back to draft night when you made that deal, and I, for one, I was happy about the deal at the time, and I have been surprised at the way this season has gone. I know you are as well. Are you surprised that despite Serge putting up some pretty solid numbers this year, that for whatever reason, Rob, the chemistry was just not there? And this is all not on Serge as well. This is on everybody, I guess. But are you surprised that the chemistry has not been there through 57 games?
I think absolutely. You know, when we made the trade back in June, Scott, you know, it was a calculated risk. You know, it was a risk that I think if we went back in time, we would still do based on the needs we had in the front court and the logjam we had at shooting guard. And then just the way it's played out, you're right. It hasn't worked. And the status quo isn't good enough. And that's on myself and management and our coaches and our players to figure out a way to get that chemistry and that mojo right. And something was amiss. And, you know, we weren't going to sit around and just expect the status quo to change. We felt like we needed to be proactive to hopefully try to jumpstart it.
Magic GM Rob Hennigan here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. How difficult, knowing that every team out there had you over a barrel, okay, there was very little leverage here, how difficult was it to get a first and a Terrence Ross out of the Raptors for Serge Ibaka at this particular point? Because I said earlier, look, I think it's a disappointing day because Serge didn't work, but this deal is palatable because you do get a first and you get Terrence Ross back. How difficult was that to get from Toronto?
Well, I think you're right. I think it is palatable. You know, again, the first choice of the vision was, again, not to have Serge here for 50 games. But as the season unwinds and as the team plays and as you watch and observe how things unfold, you got to react to the information that's in front of you. And, again, our job was not necessarily to go and find out, hey, what's the best we can get for Serge. But as we're talking to various teams in the market, you know, what are ways to address other needs that we have that can give us some certainty and some control and continue to leave us with cap space and flexibility to continue to add to the team? So it was more about that than just saying, you know, what's the best we can get for Serge?
Yeah. Some Magic fans are saying, well, you give up Tobias and Victor and Ersan and Sabonis and Harkless in effect for Terrence Ross in a first round. Rob, how do you respond to that criticism?
Well, I think twofold. You know, I think first and foremost, I like that our fans are criticizing players we've given up. I think that means that we're doing something right in identifying those players. I think sometimes what I think is hard for for fans to understand is just how hard it is to have so many young players congregated at once. And that for us, you know, has been a challenge. I think we've identified young players that are going to be good young players, are going to develop into good NBA players. It's just the balance of having the right mix of those guys at the right time and not having overload, not being too young or too old. So I think that's been, you know, that's been a challenge for us for sure.
All right, well, I'm out of time with you, but one more question because, you know, I love to sneak one in. Terrence Ross, how does he help the Orlando Magic? I know he's a three-point shooter, freakish athlete, kind of been up and down in his career. How does he help this team, Rob?
Yeah, he helps us with his scoring punch, Scott. He helps us with his shot-making, his ability to stretch the floor. You know, we see him as someone who can continue to get better. I think the role that he had in Toronto, he played very well. I think there's a chance he might be ready for perhaps a little bigger role. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I just think his skill set offensively is something we've lacked, right? Along the perimeter all year, we've had a hard time making shots in spots. And so I think he helps us there. And we have him on what we feel is a really good contract. And something that will help us with our team building moving forward.
All right, Rob. Good stuff, my man. Thank you so much. Appreciate your time, Rob.
Thank you, Scott. Anytime.